Yeah, you can have it. No, they was in songbooks.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Would you call that a ballad, though?
No, I don't. You would not.
Okay. And if the name for the God's enemy is called...
Devil?
Yeah. And any other names for the devil?
Old Nick.
Okay. Any others? That's fine.
No, I don't reckon. I hear names, but I can't remember. I can't think of things like... Tonight, if you leave, I can think of a lot of things.
Sure. That, well, that's... No, that's okay.
That comes
if I just...
Me.
If I don't, just don't talk so fast, then you know, we should just... and not go over these things so quickly, we'd probably get it better. If there was a house in the neighborhood that children were afraid to go into, because there were some superstitions about that, an old house that nobody lived in, what might they call a house like that?
They call it haunted house.
And what's supposed to be in there?
A ghost.
Anything else? Any other names besides ghosts?
Well, some calls them Hanks.
All right. And... You might say to someone, I'll go if you insist, but I'd really...
No, I'm to.
I'd really not. I'd really...
I'd really rather not.
Okay. And if you say, I think I'll put on a little sweater this morning because it's cold. It's not very cold, but you say it's a...
Chilly.
All right. And if you're... an old friend comes over that you haven't seen for a long time, you might say... I'm to see you.
I'm glad to see you.
All right. And if there's a... Now, we talked about Write Smart this morning. You're saying someone owns several hundred acres. You might say he owns... would you use Write Smart in that sense?
He owns Right Smart land?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How much would that have to be, do you suppose?
I don't know. It'd be a whole lot, I guess.
Right. And if something isn't a great deal of difference between two things, you say, oh, there's not a lot of difference there. It's just a... They're not quite the same. If you look closely, you'll see there's a... A little
resemblance?
Yeah, well, they're talking about more about the difference than the resemblance.
Oh. And, looking at two things.
Oh, let's say you're talking about two of these guinea hens, you know, mm-hmm. and someone else might look at them and can't tell them apart, mm-hmm. but you can. And you'd say, if you look closely, there's a little between the two of them.
One's a little larger than the other, I guess.
Okay. And if you dreaded a place, you know, someone might say, I dreaded that place.
I'd say I just didn't like that place.
All right. And I say, do you remember that? And you say, I do.
I sure do.
I sure do.
Remember.
And if you don't, you'd say, I don't.
I don't remember.
All right. And they... we said chilly as one possibility. What about if it's not just a little cold? You say it's
freezing.
You might say it's very cold, or you might say it's real
cold.
Yeah, and good. If you say you taste them, you say that's
real good.
All right. And do you ever use that expression using real to mean something is good? Like say you eat a tomato or something, you say that's a real tomato. That's
a real good tomato.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't just say that's a real tomato.
No.
And what might you say if something made you angry?
I'd say I'm mad.
Okay, but would you ever, there's some kind of an exclamation you might say if you...